common organisms by type of typical encounter. Before getting to specific details surrounding common organisms in each major type of classification, bacteria, viruses, fungi, parasites, we will provide some high-level groupings of organisms based on the circumstances in which they may be commonly encountered. Bioterrorism agents. Foodborne illness-causing organisms. Opportunistic organisms. Key point, an IP needs to understand the differences in the ways organisms may be encountered, both during the course of the IP's work and in the exam. For example, it may be important to understand similarities between two bacteria that cause different illnesses when considering cleaning or transmission-based precautions. During the initial stages of investigation of a foodborne illness outbreak, it is likely that the only available information about the causative organism is that it is an organism that causes foodborne illness. By understanding common opportunistic organisms, the IP can better understand which infections individuals in their facility are more likely to be infected with and/or spread to others. Note that this information is not exhaustive and that not every organism discussed here is covered in detail in other discussions. Similarly, not every organism that we will examine in depth elsewhere fits into one of these categories. Finally, note that organisms may be listed in more than one category. Bioterrorism agents. There are three categories of bioterrorism agents/diseases, defined by the CDC as follows. Category A. Highest priority agents include organisms that pose a national security risk. They are easily disseminated or transmitted from person to person, result in high mortality rates, might cause public panic and social disruption, and require special public health preparedness action. Category B. Organisms in this category are moderately easy to disseminate, result in moderate morbidity rates and low mortality rates, and require specific CDC diagnostic capacity and disease surveillance enhancements. Category C. Organisms in this category include emerging pathogens that could be engineered for mass dissemination due to availability, ease of production and dissemination, and the potential for high morbidity and mortality rates, and that could cause a major health impact. Foodborne illness-causing organisms. Foodborne illnesses may arise from any number of food sources due to unsafe storage, preparation, and serving practices, along with other causes. An important piece of data when investigating a potential foodborne illness outbreak is the incubation period of the suspected or confirmed causal organism, as that helps isolate what the potential sources of the outbreak were based on how long it has been since affected individuals had shared meals or meals consisting of shared ingredients. Exhibit 1-23 shares commonly encountered foodborne illnesses, as identified by the CDC Guide to Confirming an Etiology in Foodborne Disease Outbreak, and their incubation period, as identified by the APIC text, the CDC Guide, and other resources. Exhibit 1-23, commonly encountered foodborne organisms with incubation periods and symptom duration. In the initial stages of a foodborne outbreak investigation, it may not be apparent whether the causal agent is a bacterium, virus, parasite, or other substance, such as a chemical. At times, only the apparent time from the suspected exposure to the appearance of symptoms and/or the length of time that the symptoms lasted may be available. Exhibit 1-24 displays the illnesses and incubation periods from Exhibit 1-23 in descending order of time elapsed since exposure. Exhibit 1-25 displays the illnesses and symptom durations, again ordered from shortest to longest. Note that the scales on Exhibit 1-24 and Exhibit 1-25 are sliding, not spaced consistently, as they move from left to right. This was done so that all of the organisms could be displayed together in the images. When comparing the bar length of organisms that are not directly beside one another, take care to account for the change as the scale moves from left to right to avoid errant conclusions regarding relative length. Exhibit 1-24. Incubation periods of common foodborne illnesses. Key point. In addition to being useful in narrowing down potential causal organisms, the incubation period can also be useful in narrowing down the source of an outbreak. Once the causal organism is confirmed, an IP can work backward to narrow down the exposure time frame and start to narrow down the list of potential source events. Exhibit 1-25. Symptom duration for common foodborne illnesses. Note that in Exhibit 1-25, due to some values not being definable, a handful of organisms listed in the previous exhibits do not appear. Additionally, given that the left axis in this graphic depicts the beginning of symptoms, symptoms would be present in the blue area to the left of the bar and not present on the right side of the bar. Opportunistic organisms. As mentioned elsewhere, individuals with a higher level of immunocompromisation may be infected by a larger number of opportunistic organisms. That being said, some opportunistic organisms are commonly associated with immunosuppression resulting from host defects. Some of these may be more likely to be present given a specific host defect. For example, a defect in the cutaneous barrier, abnormal function of cell-mediated immunity, etc. Exhibit 1-26 shares a list of some of the most commonly encountered opportunistic organisms. For more information about any of the listed organisms, consult trusted information from sources like WHO, CDC, and others. Exhibit 1-26. Commonly encountered opportunistic organisms.